Good evening. My name is John Lavrack, AKA Woody. I'm Vice Chairman of the Board of Selectmen in the Town of Holderness. And I have a brief letter to Mr. Mills from the Board of Selectmen. But first, I'd like to give a shout out to our Governor Maggie Hassan, who wrote an unbelievable editorial. And I'm going to read a couple of pieces from that before I read the letter. She says, the Northern Pass Project discounts innovative technologies and new approaches in favor of old transmission methods that could harm our state. New Hampshire already produces more energy than we use, and we've done more than our fair share of establishing a diverse mix of energy resources. Expanding traditional energy sources like large-scale hydropower does not mean just accepting what Northern Pass has put on the table. And no one should accept Northern Pass's assertion that the only way for New England to access Canadian hydropower is to trade away the majestic beauty of the White Mountains. Like our New England neighbors, New Hampshire is working hard to reduce harmful fossil fuel emissions in order to clear the air and views of our great vistas. Why would we then sacrifice those views to miles and miles of towers? New England is demanding newer, cleaner, and more innovative energy sources that create jobs here in New England. We should also demand newer, cleaner, and more innovative transmission methods. In New York, the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, an energy transmission project that includes Canadian hydropower, is burying more than 300 miles of lines. Why shouldn't we fully examine these types of technology and route alternatives for New England? If the solution can be found for New York, we could find a solution for New England and train New England workers to lead the way in new transmission technology and infrastructure construction. Exploring new energy sources like large-scale hydropower does not mean just accepting what Northern Pass has offered. As it stands, for the people of New Hampshire, the project is all costs and few, if any, savings. All people in New England deserve better, and the people of New Hampshire will continue to demand better. The letter reads, Dear Mr. Mills, the Board of Selectmen of the Town of Holderness is on public record in opposition to the proposed Northern Pass project in New Hampshire. Specifically, our opposition comes from the voters.